Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. New Hampshire votes. Residents formed long lines at polling stations to vote in America's first primary election of the 2016 presidential race. Polling stations will be open between now and 0 hour UTC. The first votes were cast in the tiny town of Dixville Notch. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders won all four votes there, while Ohio Governor John Kasich beat millionaire Donald Trump 3-2. The U.S. spy chief told Congress Tuesday North Korea has restarted a plutonium reactor that could provide for nuclear weapons. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper spoke to the Senate Armed Services Committee Tuesday. Clapper said Islamic militants will continue to plot against U.S. targets overseas, but within the United States, the biggest threat, he says, will be posed by homegrown violent extremists. For the first time since August 2013, forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad are within 25 kilometers of the Turkish border in northern Syria. They continue to press a Russian-backed offensive that is said to be throwing rebel forces into disarray. Turkish officials are warning that the round-the-clock Russian air missions and heavy fighting could spark the arrival of as many as 600,000 Syrian refugees at its border. Turkish officials say they are determined that the refugees will stay on the Syrian side of the border as much as possible. A suicide car bomb struck near a police officers' club in Damascus Tuesday. A number of people were killed. This is VOA News. U.S. engineers examining northern Mosul's dam say they have found new signs of stress in the massive structure, and it is now at a significantly higher risk of failure that could devastate vast areas to the south. That assessment from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, released Tuesday by Iraqi lawmakers, bolsters earlier U.S. warnings that a failure of the dam on the Tigris River could send a 20-meter flood wave crashing southward into the city of Mosul and then wreak havoc as far south as Baghdad. U.S. President Barack Obama unveiled a $4.1 trillion spending plan Tuesday for the fiscal year that starts next October. It is Mr. Obama's last budget before leaving office next January.
These are proposals reflected in the budget that work for us and not against us. It adheres to last year's bipartisan budget agreement. It drives down the deficit. It includes smart savings on health care, immigration, tax reform.
The Republican-controlled Congress is already signaling it will ignore many of the president's new initiatives. Mr. Obama's fiscal 2017 budget is up 5% from the current year. It calls for increased spending to fight Islamic State insurgents across the Middle East, a $10 per barrel tax on crude oil to fund clean transportation projects, a new research initiative to cure cancer, and more financial aid for low-income college students. Former hostage Jocelyn Elliott arrived in Burkina Faso's capital, Ouagadougou, earlier this week, just a couple of days after being released by a jihadist group linked to al-Qaeda. The group had kidnapped the Australian citizen and her husband in mid-January. Emily Yab reports.
After 3 weeks of detention in the hands of a terrorist group linked to al-Qaeda, former hostage Jocelyn Elliott's first words were for the people of Burkina Faso. She said she wants to thank the people of Burkina for their support during her absence. 76-year-old Elliott was kidnapped along with her husband, Ken Elliott, in a remote location in northern Burkina Faso, close to the border with Mali and Niger on January 15th. The Australian couple had been living in the area for more than 40 years. They established and run the sole medical facility in the small town of Djibo. Emini Abidjan.
The International Organization for Migration says 409 fatalities have been recorded among migrants trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea in the first 6 weeks of 2016. An IOM statement on its website says the number of new arrivals has passed the 76,000 mark, nearly 2,000 per day. That is 10 times as many as during the same period last year. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.